And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 2nd of April, 2011. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote, "If civilization had been left in female hands, we'd all still be living in grass huts." The author Camille Paglia, born in Endicott, New York, 1947, author of 5 books, including Sexual Personae, Art, and Decadence, From Nefertiti to Emily Dickinson, one of the first books of literary criticism to become a bestseller. Camille Paglia, a self-described feminist who was very critical of feminism, who wrote, "Let's get rid of infirmary feminism with its bedlam of bellyachers, anorexics, bulimics, depressives, rape victims, and incest survivors. Feminism has become a catch-all vegetable drawer where bunches of clingy sob sisters can store their moldy neuroses." It's the birthday of the world's most famous womanizer, Giacomo Casanova, born in Venice in 1725. He was a librarian to a Bohemian count in 1789 when he set out to write his memoirs. 12 volumes, 3,500 pages, entitled Story of My Life, about all of his romantic liaisons, but also the best record there is of 18th century society and its customs. It's the birthday of Hans Christian Andersen, born in 1805 in the town of Odense, Denmark, moved to Copenhagen at the age of 14, hoping to become an actor, wanted to be a playwright. He was an inveterate traveler and wrote travelogues, but it's for his 3 collections of fairy tales that he's best known. Never mastered writing in the formal Danish style, so he wrote in the everyday language of the common people. Many of his fairy tales were very dark, very violent, very scary. His personal life, a succession of unrequited longings for women, including the singer Jenny Lind, occasionally longings for men, never married, and in his honor, his birthday was declared International Children's Book Day. And it's the birthday of Zola, Emile Zola, born in Paris in 1840, who developed a writing style he called naturalism, which he defined as nature seen through a temperament. Between 1871 and 1893, he wrote a 20-novel series called Les Rougon-Macquart, about a family during the Second Empire. The most famous books from the cycle were The Drunkard, Nana, and Germinal. Here's a poem for today by Patricia Farnioli, entitled The Last Day. Let's say it begins at 6 o'clock. On April's first morning, when the sun has risen to vibrate 3 inches above the mountain, and light shimmies along 3 wires looped from the tall trunk of the pine to the house where you are not awake yet, though a few birds sail the lower air near the just thawed ground, boughs still heavy with cones, lie scattered, and beyond the stolid granite church with its black windows, one bird sings the sweetest notes into being. Stalks are rising, exploding in yellow in last year's garden, and one ladybug climbs the screen as if it had all the time in the world. The Last Day by Patricia Farnioli from Duties of the Spirit, published by Tupelo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.